Hey, Vanya.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
Yeah, I almost don't even want to, like, put it out. Like, everything's going to go great with this recording this week.
Yes, it is.
I will say that one thing that happened already this week is that I did a little recording session with my other podcast partner, Elise Castle.
Oh, yeah. What are you guys doing?
Well, it's our 5th year anniversary this Saturday. It'll be 5 years since the first episode came out.
Wow.
I know, which is kind of nuts to think that it's been that long. So we just sort of did it. Actually, I didn't know how it was going to go. I honestly was like, if this conversation lasts 10 minutes, it will be a success. And it was a good 40 minute. Like,
awesome.
We sort of talk about the very first episode of. So for those that don't know, I do another podcast, not regularly, but once upon a time, I did a regular podcast that was kind of like a recap, reevaluation-ish of the TV series Sex and the City, where I watched that show starting in, I believe it was 1997 when it came out, and I watched it steadily as it aired, and then have honestly probably seen most episodes 10 times, you know, some more than that. And then my friend Elise, who I had just met, we had just started working together not that long before, had never seen a single episode, which makes sense because she's significantly younger than I am, so she wouldn't have been watching it as like a 13-year-old or wherever she was, however old she was when it started. And so she was watching it for the first time, and we were kind of comparing notes. And it was really fun. We did the whole series, like, episode by episode. I will say another thing that I did to prepare for our re-recording is that I listened to our very first episode
of
the podcast. And I will say, and I say this in the episode, I'm like, for those that started with us, thanks for sticking with us, because the sound wasn't great, you know? Like,
yeah.
We didn't really know what we were doing. Like, we literally, the first 3 episodes, we recorded in the back room of the restaurant we worked at.
Oh, that's so
And there
funny.
Wasn't anyone there. But you can, like, hear the ice machine. You can, like, hear, like, the fridge. You can hear people sitting. I'm full on eating a sandwich. Like, that was not professional, like I, you know. Anyways, it was very fun, but it was funny listening to it again because we definitely have improved. So we talked about the very first episode of that. We talked about the very first episode. So we had done the whole series, and then we actually also did the films little by little. We did both movies, and then just like that happened, we picked up again and did those episodes. So, but that finished last March. Like, we'd been away for a while. So we were like, well, just a little thing where we talked about those episodes, and then we kind of talk about the little we know about the new series, which is not that much because they have given very little information out. And then kind of like we each chose our 5, like, not our favorite moments, but like 5 moments that come to us and that we think about often. So it was fun. We had a nice little conversation. And my point of this was my computer only froze one time.
Amazing.
So as long as that's all that happens with us, we'll be just fine. Yeah.
Sounds
there you
great.
Go. And I was kind of, I will say that I'm also, what I listened to last week's episode of ours, and it mostly sounds fine. There's like one section where I did not clean it up as well as I had. So for anyone that listened to last week's episode and was like, why is Vanya talking in the background at one point? That was not your fault. That was my fault entirely. I didn't even realize that it happened. There's also another moment where I talk about looking forward to there being a comedian host Saturday Night Live, and it just cut me off. So it's like, I'm excited for a comedian to host Saturday Night Live, and I was like, I can't fix that. There's nothing I can do about it. So, though, did you see that Amy Schumer is hosting next week?
Oh my God, thank God.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We've established that we both love Amy
yes.
Schumer, but I'm also excited to, like, see. Once again, I've enjoyed the hosts so far. Like, they're
yeah.
like, everyone's done a very good job. Oh my gosh, did you watch this last week?
No, I'm not caught up, but I saw the guy before, and I was pleasantly surprised with he was not as awkward as he could have been.
Are we talking about the Irish dude?
No, it's the rapper guy. That wasn't this week.
No, that's who I'm talking about. Yeah, that was
yeah.
this last week.
Yeah, I was very pleasantly surprised.
I was almost shocked.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he was really good. I thought, like, it was really, like, it was a well-executed
yeah.
episode. Like, in general, like, there was so, I mean, the Halloween night red carpet.
Oh, my God.
It was so good. Like, it was so well, I was really, really surprised.
Do you know what I think? What's that guy's name? We should look it up. But he's some guy who was featured on Lil Nas X's album.
That's mostly how I know him.
Yeah, and I think he has like a bajillion followers. So I'm sure I think that's SNL's like thing right now. They're like, we're just gonna get people with the most social media followers. Whatever, maybe not.
Jack Harlow. Did
there
I
you
just
go,
make
Jack
that up?
Harlow. And, yeah. But you know what I think? Why one of the main reasons why it was so good is because he was mostly off book.
Yeah, he was really, really natural. Like, he just, it felt really, really effortless. I was super, super impressed with his work. And I will also say, I've always been like, man, he's not an unattractive fellow, not really. Him dressed as a tampon was confusingly arousing to me. I was like, that guy is so charismatic. And like, I was thrown by my reaction to him dressed as a guy in a tampon
that
suit.
Is
yeah, so,
so
there you go.
Funny, Mike. But I know
look,
what you mean.
I look into Mike's psyche.
Well, you know, there's something about people having confidence too.
Yeah.
And like really giving it their all. I love that. Like he was not worried or embarrassed. You know,
he was
just
game.
Like,
yeah,
here
he was
I am,
super
I'm
game.
Charisma. You are right. That is the exact word.
Very, very good. And what about like the trailer for the scary movie that was all about the 2024 election?
Oh my God. I understand.
Yeah, Claire and I were talking about it the next day. We were like, it was really funny and also really, really upsetting.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So how's your week been? We had Halloween and all the Halloween festivities. Did you do some fun stuff?
We did. I mean, we did all the things. There was another trunk or treat. I got to see one of my besties. She spent the night with her new baby.
Oh, fun.
It was so
fun.
I mean, it was, and the problem, We worked at the bar together. And also just, you know when you know people in your 20s and, you know, it's like you revert back. So she spent the night. Yeah. And she put her baby to bed at 7. I put my kids to bed at like, they did great. They went to bed at 8:30, which usually it's a struggle. But who knows what the hell was happening. And Adam was traveling. My husband was traveling. And so we stayed up way too late and I made way too many strong. It's like Mike was making the drinks. So, but we were both pretty hurting in the morning. But I went and grabbed the baby so she could sleep for another couple hours. And my daughter, Amelia, basically, I sat there while Amelia played with her. And I was like, just don't pick her up. And but we had so much fun. And Halloween was great. It wasn't as busy on our block as it was last year. Like last year it was popping. And I wonder, is it the fentanyl thing? Everybody was very freaked out by that. I'm like, but we still ended up having fun. We had people over. The kids sing karaoke for like hours afterwards. And they had yesterday off, so it was a whole day of being with them on a sugar hangover. So oh, good.
Yeah. So why did they have yesterday off? They had school on Monday and then were off Tuesday?
Some districts had school on Monday. We did not have school Monday or Tuesday. I think what...
Gotcha.
You could, like, the school district can kind of strategically place, like, teacher workshop days. And I think that's what they did for these 2 days. And you know what? It's pretty smart. Smart for the teachers.
I was going to say, they're probably like, those kids are all going to be coming down from the candy. Let's just give them, let's let the parents deal with them for these 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. And today's like a short, early release. So we're slowly dipping our toe back into, you know, that. But I will say, I got to get sugar out of this house. I have this like, I don't know, even for myself, I feel like I'm getting pimples now. Like, it's like my body's like, no.
peek into the future. We'll be getting back to this topic later on, wink wink, because I do have some comments on it.
Okay. Yeah. Excited to hear.
So peek behind. We're actually recording on Wednesday because you're gonna edit this week, which is great because I need to edit this all worked out very, very well, I think.
Good.
Did they go door to door trick or treating?
Yeah, our block is cute. I would say half of the houses were dark. And I'm not sure. I mean, again, I'm not sure why, but otherwise we went. So we have like, we've got like a loop. And last year, I'm pretty sure they blocked off the street because they were like, it felt like Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I went to like a Halloween party at a friend's house out in Queens. It was a theme party. It was a night of 1,000 Sigournies.
Oh my God.
So I'll have to send you a picture of mine. I dressed up as her from Avatar.
Oh, cool.
In her avatar, but I did not do makeup. So it was more of like an artistic rendering where I wore like a long sleeve blue shirt and I got some blue. I was trying really hard. First of all, I didn't want to do makeup. Like, Annabelle also did an Avatar look and she did full face and it's amazing. I'll send the picture of the two of us.
Please do.
And like, hers is like, her makeup isn't, she's really good at that. Like, she's very good with the makeup. I just didn't want to like deal with it. It probably was for the best, but I did like, I only bought two things. Am I lying? I bought two things and then some accessories. I bought blue tights. So I had like blue legs.
Great.
Which I don't think you can see in the photo, unfortunately. And then I bought like a wig and then I used most of the wig as like a ponytail braid and then a little piece of it as like little ponytails on the side
cute.
Of my, you know, with anyways. And I bought like some little hair accessories that I mostly ended up not using. But I was happy with it and I had fun. And like, there were like, you know, Ripley from Aliens there. And there were, you know,
were there Dozers?
What were the other major ones? No one did Dozer.
What?
One of the hosts had wanted to, and he had ordered the dress like a month ago or something like that, and like last week called because he was like, it still hasn't shown up, and they're like, yeah, we're back ordered, it might get there in November, and he was like, well, that's not helpful at all. So his desire to do that had not worked out, but there were like some Gorillas in the Mist going on, and yeah, it was fun. I had a good time. I enjoy like a house party. Like, I enjoy, you know, rather than being like at a crowded bar, I'd rather be in someone's home.
100%. I agree with you.
Yeah. And then I already took down my Halloween decorations, though. I will say that. I woke up.
Good for you.
On the 1st of November and was like, all right, take down the decorations. I think both are valid. I'm just, you know, I'm a rule follower as far as that goes.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And then the only other real thing with this week is that I will say that, was it Saturday? No, Sunday night. Right. That was the night before Halloween. Yeah. Sunday night, I worked and then I ended up having a couple of people come over, Jesse and Ryan, and we watched a little bit of SNL, and then we watched I Know What You Did Last Summer, which I hadn't seen.
Oh, it's been a long time. Oh, you've never seen it.
I saw it in the theater. Yeah. I saw it when it was in the movie theater, I saw it, but I hadn't seen it since then. It's kind of dumb, but it's beautifully filmed.
Really?
Like, the cinematography is kind of, like, every frame is, like, a beautiful picture. So, as far as that goes, it was really well. My understanding is that Kevin Williamson wrote the script before Scream, and then Scream became such a big thing that they were like, well, here's this other script. And then you're the one that has, like, the amazing paperback book with, like, the 70s cover of I Know You Did Last Summer, right?
Yes.
Where they're all in like their 70s fashion. Yes. It's amazing.
I don't know.
I had
where
to like
it
Google
is.
Image it. You can find it on Google and like see the Google image. But like,
yes.
I read that book when I was a kid. Like, I read the book when I was in middle school, probably. And it would be interesting to reread because I think they changed a lot for the film. I've gone so astray of what the point of this story was, which is that when that movie was over, I was like, you know what? I'm going to rewatch Nightmare on Elm Street because I was just talking to Vanya about it. So I will stay with that. It's pretty dumb watching it today.
Okay.
I get how I feel like I underplayed its impact on all of us when we were kids.
Okay.
Cause I understand where you're coming from. That like watching that as a young child was a very traumatic experience of like, I mean, the fear of going to sleep is pretty intense there. Yeah. But it is funny to watch it now cause it's not a great script, and like the effects are interesting, but it is kind of silly. But anyways, I actually rewatched the first two. I've now watched both A Nightmare on Elm Street and Nightmare on Elm Street 2, which is, I guess, I see kind of like a gay allegory, like kind of a story about. Anyway, it was an interesting journey to go back and watch those movies now.
Yeah, I'm interested to go, but I haven't had the time.
Well, I think they're all on HBO except for maybe part 3.
Ooh.
I feel like there was one of them that you can't watch on HBO, which is kind of annoying because I wanted to like do the entire 6-movie journey, but we'll see. Once again, much like Halloween 4, for some reason, my biggest memories are of Nightmare on Elm Street 4. I don't know what it is about
the
part 4s of these things.
Where somebody's doing heroin and then they take the veins.
I think that might
like
be the
puppets.
One. Yeah.
I think that must have been on TV a lot because I remember seeing that one and being like, what the hell is happening?
And I think it also has the Roach Motel moment.
Oh,
is that the right one? Where like the person's
right
in like the little, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, those. So that must have repeated a lot. That must have been one that was like just repeating when we were a certain age because
mm-hmm.
that's the one that stands out the most for me.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's my week.
Yeah.
Anything else or should we go right to what are you digging? Anything in particular?
Yeah. Shall I start? Yes, I can.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I am obsessed with a show that is on. I think there's 3 or 4 seasons right now. It's on HBO, and It's called Ghosts, and it's the BBC version. Oh my, it's right up my alley in terms of like comedy. I love that British humor. It is so funny. And it's about these two people. They inherit a huge an estate or whatever.
Gotcha.
And it's housed with ghosts. And I don't even want to give anything away, but it is just joyful to watch. It's 30 minutes. There is an American version. I would say stay away from that. Watch the BBC version on HBO. I can't tell you enough. There's different characters from different eras, and everybody's good. Every actress are amazing. I really wish you could. It's only 30 minutes long, Mike. You really should. I know you don't need any more to watch, but I'm like in love with it in that way. I'm trying to think of what I could like compare it to, but I don't know. I'm like, this should be winning Emmys, but you know, it hasn't.
That's really funny. I don't know if I knew that there was a British version, because I will say that I've actually meant to watch the American version because I thought it looked funny. I didn't even realize there was a British version, so maybe I'll just go right to that
one
instead.
Just go right to it. Just trust me on this. I can't wait to. I want to sit there and binge, and I'm only allowing Adam and I to do two a night because, you know, then the journey will be over. And
right.
I also have something else I'm watching that's because I get, you know, we get the preview content because we're a family of a Netflix employee. But gotcha. Oh my God, on November 23rd, so you have some time. I was not going to mention this, but I'm absolutely like riveted, obsessed, and like, oh God. It's a new show called Wednesday, and it's about Wednesday Addams.
Okay, yeah.
Amazing. 5 stars.
Yeah, you're into it?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, gosh. I am, like, loving it. So good. And the girl who plays, I forget her name, something Ortega, but she plays Wednesday. She's so good. And tons of, like, wonderful actresses and actors in it. Just, when it comes out, I'll mention it again because it's so worth it. Oh, God. And it's fun. It's fun to, like, really love something, you know? So I feel like right now I have two things I'm really loving, like Ghosts and Wednesday and...
All right, that's cool. So I'm going to say I knew this was going to happen last week because I talked about too many things last week that I'm like, I'm not going to have anything for this week. And I don't really. But what I do want to talk about, and we were kind of texting about it, is that I have continued to watch Bad Sisters.
Oh, yes.
That's what it's called, right?
Yes. Yeah.
More than a couple things, actually. For one thing, I will say that I keep thinking, like, how is this going to be 10 episodes? Like, it just feels like that's, I don't understand how it's going to, but then every episode, I'm like, yeah, that's an episode. That's good. It has never gotten boring. I just keep thinking, like, how is this going to go on? Like, it feels like as of episode 2, they've, like, spent it all. And then every episode, there's that new thing where you're like, oh, okay, all right, that's a new thing. Okay, all right. Also, shoot, once I'm not using my, like, computer to its fullest extent right now for fear of it not recording, but what's the main woman's name who's also the co-creator?
Oh, Sharon Horgan.
Oh my gosh. So
and
here's
she
the thing.
Sings
I don't
the intro music.
See, I don't know that she does. I think PJ Harvey sings it.
Are you sure? Oh, okay. I thought I looked it up and I was like, I'm obsessed with this woman. I mean, I'm obsessed with her even if she didn't sing it.
Because I think that she talks about the joy of having PJ Harvey sing it.
Because
it's a Leonard Cohen song. So you might have just seen it thinking about her loving PJ Harvey.
Oh, maybe. That's it. Oh, it's so good. I love PJ Harvey too, so much.
So I don't know this creator from anything other than Game Night. And I remember seeing, and such a good movie. If you haven't seen Game Night, like, it's such a fun journey film. I remember watching it being like, it's sort of random. There's like this random British woman who's in this movie. And then I didn't realize that like she's created and done so many things that I'm just was not aware of. So now I feel like I have to like investigate her more because I find her so enjoyable. Anyways, so I'm enjoying that. I'm enjoying her. I'm enjoying the song. But I feel like I've already talked about that. So I guess what I will say is that probably the thing that's brought me the most joy this week is that little video I sent you of the little cat that's saying... So I don't know if there's a way we can... There's video of a cat and like in a southern accent just says, well, hi. And I have watched it about 20,000 times.
Well, hi. Yeah, it's so funny.
I really love it. I'm super, super obsessed with
that's
it.
That's some
so
good
there you
joy.
Go.
Right there.
That's bringing me joy.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we can, I'll just circle back real fast because we've already kind of talked about it. I can do without candy.
Yep.
I don't want it. I don't want it in my house. I don't want to eat the candy, but it's there. So I'll just pick out a piece and I'll start munching. And then next thing you know, I've had like 5 or 6 pieces. Yeah. And then I feel terrible. Yeah. I feel terrible in the moment. I feel terrible the next day. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure what I understand. The power is all mine when it comes to this. But man, oh man. Yeah, I think I'm done with the sugar for the time being. Yeah,
I agree.
Do you have anything besides that you could do without this week?
Yeah, I mean, just to jump on your back and piggy it for a second with that. The sugar for sure. And I feel like, once again, I'm having I'm having issues with my body, and it's so annoying. I think it might be the ilia, psoas. It's like the two muscles in there. And I honestly was like, Of course, you look up everything on the internet. Either it goes to cancer or too much sugar. And I'm like, it's because I'm eating too much sugar. But also, I think I need to like maybe gain muscle in my glutes. That's another thing. And yeah, it's so frustrating. The other thing that I could do without is my computer never charging up all the way. And then the other thing I could do without is the political people. Like all the political, the assembly people and the council people and the people. They are texting me nonstop, and
I know.
And emailing.
It's so
I'm
much.
Like, just lay off. Not even, I don't even know. I'm not even reading them anymore. Adam Schiff needs to stop. I'm like, everyone, I can't handle it.
I know, it's tough. I'm like, I'm on your side, but you have to text me less.
Yeah.
Like, it's too much.
I know.
Yeah, that's a whole new political thing where I'm like, now I'm getting text messages, which is probably something I probably signed something somewhere or like gave money somewhere
but
and they got
not.
My, like, Maybe not. I don't know. It's a lot. I would like for it to stop. So, yeah, I'm trying to not live in fear over this next week as we see how things reshape in Congress. It's all, that's hard. It's hard to like trying to be aware, but not being too aware, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yes, I know. I am with you on that 100%. So scary.
So for our little topic, I don't know if we've talked about this exactly, and it's maybe just me holding on to the season, but it's been me thinking a lot about costumes, because I think about when I was a kid for Halloween. Do they still do like the parade of costumes through the school? Do you know?
We did that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you have to frame it. Usually they frame it in like, come as your favorite book character or whatever, instead of saying Halloween parade, although they did say Halloween up here. I'm like, I don't know if you're, because there's so many people who are not necessarily celebrating Halloween, but yes, we did the school parade for both the kids. It was pretty dang cute.
Yeah, it's so fun. I have such like a, remember like walking through my neighborhood many years ago and there were like kids on the, and it was like a tiny cop chasing a tiny Batman, like the most adorable thing you've ever seen in your entire life. You know, but yeah, I was never good at costumes when I was a kid. I don't know if it's that I couldn't choose something, but I remember like so often I would have like vampire fangs but like Frankenstein head bolt, but like mummy shirt on. Like I could never decide what I wanted to be, so I was always like the spirit of Halloween. Like I was always just like
a
bunch of things.
I
think that is that true?
She was a Halloween spirit because she wanted to be so many things, and I'm like, okay, let's just I don't want to fight you. I want you to be what you want to be. So
I did the exact same thing. I was always just like, I'm gonna be a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And then, like, I guess as I got older, I've kind of settled into, like, I either have these, like, ER scrubs that I'll wear or that cape that I was made for me my senior year in high school that I'll just be, like, a wizard or, you know, pleather pants and a mesh top kind of thing. I don't know. Like, what did you dress up as a kid? And, like, do you still like dressing up?
I love to dress up. This year, I'll tell you what I dressed up as this year. I had some sequined bell bottoms, some silver. So I wore those, and I have like a fun wig, and I had this mask and amazing jewelry and stuff. So I was just a disco god, you know.
Cool.
Just a disco god. But I love to dress up. I mean, I do think theater people have the best Halloweens more than others because we like to usually get creative, even if it's not a specific thing. It's like, we're just going to put, I love to put on all the makeup. Maybe it's just deep down I want to be a drag queen. I'm not really sure. But, you know, when I was really little, my mom made family costumes, which makes me a little jealous that she got us all in family costumes. Maybe, I'm sure there were tears, but like, I can't get the kids to do a family costume. I saw the cutest family and they were all astronauts, and I was like, I want to do that next year. I want to do a family costume, so I might try to force that. But yeah, I mean, like, I spent some years being a punk rocker, and I spent some years being like a baby because it's really fun to be a baby. I don't know, it's so stupid. I do love dressing up. I mean, that's partly why I got a degree in costume design. I was like, let's dress up for life, man. So you're talking to somebody who really,
right.
If a theme party that's not during Halloween, give it to me. A night of 1,000 Sigourney Weavers. Oh God, that is delightful. I love it.
Yeah, I always, I tend to want to go overboard. And so then I almost do the opposite where I'm like, no, no, keep it simple.
Well, and you also have to travel on the subway places. You know, I follow a bunch of New York, I don't know, Instagram handles, and the shit people try to get on the subway is ridiculous.
Yeah, like Jesse's outfit, his Sigourney was actually like a publicity photo that she had done where she's like wearing just, I don't even know what it's called. It's like barely a corset and thong, like it's very, very little clothing.
Wow.
So he didn't wear that on the ride to or from the party. He had on jeans and then he would like change at the party. But you know, I don't know. You'd be surprised. I definitely got on the subway several nights in a row and was like, people are just naked.
Yep.
And you know, not body shaming, not slut, you know, you dress how you want to dress, that's fine.
But
there were some that I was like, yeah, right. Except for the fact that it's legitimately 70 degrees right now in New York City.
Oh my God, are you serious? It's 50 here.
I was just texting with Katie who lives in LA and she's like, because I was like, it's straight up shorts weather. And she's like, no, it's really cold. I'm like, not here. It's really warm in New York. It's like full on, I'm like, I turned off my fan and I'm sweating. So there you go.
That's amazing. I'm cold and it's really messing with my attitude. And it's dark right now and we wake up. It's tough, guys. It's tough. There are seasons here. They're just a little more subtle, but it's starting to get dark early and makes you want to hibernate and eat all the candy in your house, basically.
Yeah, I definitely walked out of my room yesterday, not late. And I was like, oh, it's dark out. Okay. We've reached that time when I need to start setting my timers for my lights to go on a little bit earlier so that I don't feel like I'm. Yeah, I can set them all so they go on
that's
whenever
amazing.
I want. It's kind of nice. So I guess that's it. I don't know. I don't really have anything random. I feel like I really dropped the ball this week.
Okay. So my random thing is this. You want to hear? Because I've been feeling like I go through phases where I'm like, I am lost. What the hell am I doing with my life? My body's falling apart. Where am I? Who am I? Why can't I get my shit together? So I was like, I was listening to some article and they were talking about manifestation. And I'm like, here's the thing. Did you ever watch that video? I don't know. It was like 20 some years ago. Like The Secret.
I mean, I remember The Secret being a big deal and it was very like Oprah, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, I was just like, you know what? I want to look into that again. Manifestation. Maybe not The Secret, whatever. But I was doing some research on it. And my random thing is this. Here's the thing. I don't know what my goals are, but I do know I need to eat less sugar, sleep more, and just be generally healthy. I know it's going to make me feel better. So I don't know what my goals are. But the thing that I loved, one of the things I read was, what you expect is what you attract, which I kind of like that. It's kind of that same thing as like where your focus goes, your energy flows. And so I'm like, okay, so I have been real. My expectations on whatever the hell I'm doing is like, well, it's going to suck or whatever. I'm a positive person, Mike. You know that. Like, what is going on with me? Why am I like in this? Anyways, I'm going to try and, I don't know, rewire my brain to be expecting what I want. You know, trying to be a little more positive. That's all. I think there's a lot more to manifestation. It's something like you have an inspired intention, or you're inspired, so you have to make an inspired action, and then you have to kind of wait for the universe to hit the tennis ball back to you and just like allow and let go of your hard grip on the world, and then something else inspires you, and then you hit the tennis ball back to the universe.
Well, I do think that intentions are important. Like I do, and I do think where you focus your energy is important. And I'm about to do the opposite of that when I say something like, I'm not very good at that. And it's, but what you're supposed to say is it's something that I'm currently working on.
Sure.
And it is, I agree with you. I remember, I remember being young. I'm thinking like, I'm never going to be bitter. Like I'm never going to be. And then I don't know if it's just like the pull of age. So I don't think that I would like to take this journey with you. I would like to work on rewiring my brain and getting myself into a place where,
I'll share it with you. Because I find myself when things get hard with the kids, which is often, or end with the dog, I just like have a spinning thought cycle of like, this sucks. This sucks, man. If I could just do something else, and this, not that I'm not walking out on my children, but you know, it's like, I need to take that, because I know it's just making me more, it's revving me up into a place that's like not a great mental headspace. And then by the time they go to sleep, I'm like, and I'm pouring myself a carafe of wine or whatever, you know, to it's a whole thing. So yeah, I want to rewire my brain. Anybody have any thoughts out there on books, let us know. But yeah, I'm going to look into it for us.
All right. Yeah, let's go on this journey together, because I definitely could use a, I could definitely use a rewiring these days. Yeah.
There's something about affirmations and mantras, so we have to figure out how to make those, but they have to be really, like, they have to really charge you, whatever it is.
Yeah, anyways. Can I get real deep? Yeah. Can I get real deep, yeah, as we end our episode? This is something that I've talked with you about, and I'm almost loath to share it because it's very, very personal, and I might start crying a little bit. But I prayed when I was younger, and then as my journey of, like, spirituality versus religion, which I do think are two completely different things, and my relationship with big G God and little G God, or however you want to put it, I tried to find a prayer that worked for me. And all that I prayed for a very long time was to get to go to the beach with my mom again.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to, and I stopped praying. And I don't know how to pray again. I don't know. I haven't been able to get it in my practice, or in my, I don't know how to say it, but I don't know. It broke me a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that at some point, and it's been almost a year now, you know, and at some point I have to figure, I can't just like live in this like, well, fuck you prayer. You know, you didn't work for me before. Why yeah, would I do it again?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's probably part of this as well, is me needing to figure out, like, what do I even believe anymore? Like, what do I even think? What do I even think is the universe? What do I even think is energy, or
right,
what is a prayer for? What is hope for? Mm. You know, I've lost a lot of that in the last little bit. And it's something that I know that I need to work on, because I don't want to live in this negative space forever.
I understand you completely. I just finished reading Broken Horses, that Brandi Carlile book. And she's spiritual. Like, she talks about God all the time. And I agree with you. I mean, I used to be way more, I mean, I do my like little grateful prayers and things like that, but I don't know. I don't have a lot of like, you know, there is power in having faith of that things are going to be okay, because you're protected by whatever spiritual universe, yada yada. But I can get behind what you're saying. I totally understand. Who knows what it takes? I mean, and you know, I was telling you, my daughter wants to go to church, and I'm like, wonderful, because I have a hard time with the gender stuff. I'm like, Father, yeah, forgive me for I have sinned. Go suck a D. I'm sorry if I've upset. I just don't like, I'm sure I've offended quite a few, and I'm very sorry out there. But like, there has to be something out there for me to grasp onto that doesn't have to be like, there's a Father, there's a Son, and there's a Holy God. I just want to take all the gender out of it, because it bothers me.
Well, it's just, I mean, it's just the patriarchy. Like, it's, that's exactly, like, the, like, it's how patriarchy's always been part of religion, because we've just been like, yeah, there's a Heavenly Father and His Son, and like, only men have the power, and only men can accomplish certain things. And
yeah,
it's like built into it. It's really, yeah, it's, I'm a guy, and I have insane issues with it.
Yeah. So it's hard when you're raised any religion, and then, you know, it gave me I will say this, I really had faith that things were going to be okay when I was little, and I think that was so powerful. You know, I felt like if I prayed, you know, I will be safe, or whatever I asked for, I would get. But I also have a similar story where when my friend got into a car accident, and I had like blind faith, and I stayed on my knees all night long praying that she would be okay, and she didn't. She wasn't okay, and she died. And I completely lost any faith in anything for quite a few years. I've definitely am more back on a spiritual train. But it's a really hard, sad place to be, because I mean, like, to get real woo-woo, I think, you know, God is ourself. In a way, it's like, it's love and it's us. It's a connection between all of us. And so it's like, when you lose that, that's something we need. We need love. We need the connection. I'm talking about in really broad terms, but I don't know how else to explain it. So I'm feeling your pain and I get it.
All right. Well, let's work. Let's do some work. Let's work on this. I didn't mean to get quite so serious in the end there, but thanks everyone for listening and thank you for being you being the presence in my life that you are. You're very, very important to me.
You're important to me. Let's hang out. Wait, we just did, right, but I know.
We just did. All right, for real. All right, thanks everyone. Yep. We'll be back next week. All right, bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not, with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCantNot@gmail. We'll be back next week.
They had a great time. Too much candy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to secretly start throwing it away. I know. I mean, but I am.
I won't tell anybody.
I'm going to.